13 years ago, I knew this couldn't happen. I was going to die, you see, or go mad. There was no way I'd still be here. Sometimes I doubted I'd even make the next 10 minutes. And the idea that I'd be well enough and confident enough to write about it in this way would have been just far too much to believe. One of the key symptoms of depression is to see no hope, no future. Far from a tunnel having light at the end of it, it seems like it's blocked at both ends, and you're inside it. So if I could have only known the future, that there would be one, far brighter than anything I'd experienced, then one end of that tunnel would have been blown to pieces, and I could have faced the light. So the fact that this book exists is proof depression lies. Depression makes you think things that are wrong. But depression itself isn't a lie. It's the most real thing I've ever experienced. Of course, it is invisible. To other people, it sometimes seems like nothing at all. You're walking around with your head on fire, and no one can see the flames. And so, as depression is largely unseen and mysterious, it's easy for stigma to survive. Stigma's particularly cruel for depressives because stigma affects thoughts, and depression is a disease of thoughts. When you're depressed, you feel alone, and that no one is going through quite what you are going through. You're so scared of appearing in any way mad, you internalise everything. And you're so scared that people will alienate you further, you clam up and don't speak about it. Which is a shame, as speaking about it helps. Words, spoken or written, are what connect us to the world. And so speaking about it to people, and writing about this stuff, helps connect us to each other, and to our true selves. I know, we're humans. We are a clandestine species. Unlike other animals, we wear clothes and do our procreating behind closed doors. And we're ashamed when things go wrong with us. But we'll grow out of this, and the way we'll do it is by speaking about it. And maybe even through reading and writing about it. I believe that because it was, in part, through reading and writing that I found a kind of salvation from the dark. Ever since I realised that depression lied about the future, I have wanted to write a book about my experience, to tackle depression and anxiety head on. So this book seeks to do two things: to lessen that stigma and, the possibly more quixotic ambition, to try and actually convince people that the bottom of the valley never provides the clearest view. I wrote this because the oldest clichés remain the truest. Time heals. The tunnel does have light at the end of it, even if we aren't able to see it. And there's a 2-for-1 offer on clouds and silver linings. Words, just sometimes, can set you free.